bongo drums. Okay. Welcome back to this week of the
Nerd Soup Podcast.
I can't.
You gotta love a Nerd Soup Podcast.
So that's our intro, like we do every week.
Every week. It doesn't get old, man.
Never gets old. It'll be every. We'll be on episode 637.
I want to be 80 years old. And voice mod won't exist anymore. And I've got a bootleg version of voice mod. And I'm doing the same cool tuned voice effect. 80 years old for the Nerd Sip podcast. That's my goal.
That's where I'll be.
Dude, that's where we'll be. Together.
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 And this Nerd Sip podcast, gaming podcast, gaming news podcast. So we just talk about news and bullshit. So if you're here for news and bullshit, you're in the right place.
Oh, but you're in the right place.
Oh my God.
That's one of my favorite kinds of laugh.
I think you're on the outset of that one, don't ya?
What's happened this week?
What has happened this week? I mean, outside of just the usual with work and whatnot, played a little bit of WoW. Been playing a little bit of Valorant.
Oh yeah.
Which is sick because I'm really, really fucking into it. I went a bit ham for a second there yesterday, and then I got completely shut on after that, so I don't know how to feel, but I'm into it. And then played a bit of Spellbreak with you, with the Oceanic blokes last night, which was a lot of fun. The game's so damn good when you're not battling 200 bloody ping.
Yeah, when you don't have to deal with ping, it's awesome, hey?
Yeah, it's like, I can see it being a massive game.
Yeah, I want it to be in Australia. Mm. In America.
Yeah, big time.
It's in America they got a lot of players, but Australia it's like no.
it's interesting that I don't know. I think we'll talk about this last night, but it says a lot about a game for a group of people to commit to trying to build a community for the game to help to encourage more people to play it. One, because it's great, and two, because they want to share it. Like, I don't know. I just think this is a lot about the quality of the game.
Yeah. Yeah. The fact that they got an underground group of people that aren't earning money from the game.
Yeah, no affiliation.
Because they want to play the game.
Yeah, so I want to play this game more, and for that to happen, more people need to play it, so I want to promote this game. Oh yeah, it's just like you don't promote bad music if you don't like good. If you don't like music, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think this is a lot about it. But outside of that, yeah, Valorant's been sick. WoW's gone crazy. I'm completely just ingested in that game, and I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Yeah, literally, dude. I did not expect to be so into it, but I am.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect anybody to jump on the WoW and be into it these days.
Like
new players.
I never thought I would actually be quite good at the game. And I'm actually like quite good.
Flex. quite good.
No, but like I did not know how to say that without sounding like a cunt.
I'm actually... Well, you did sound like a cunt. You said it the worst way. Quite good.
Yeah. In case you weren't aware, I'm actually fucking sick at this game.
That's going to get clipped.
Oh, it is.
I really need a pee so bad.
Yeah, okay. I think that fits in more situations, too. but yeah, like I'm not Kingpin. My eye level's just not there yet. But you know what? Whew, he's keeping up. I'll tell you that. He's keeping up. And we're back. Mild technical difficulties. Edgar decided to destroy Sam's new computer.
Yeah.
So in the span of 14 seconds, Sam rebuilt a new computer.
I had to delete System 32 and yeah.
Edgar came in with the Alt F4 and Sam's life was.
Yeah, just altered me, dude.
Get altered, dude.
But yeah,
what have you been doing?
Yeah, you just finished what you're.
We're up to.
We gotta kick it off from where we were. Jeez.
I want to hear about you now.
This week I've been playing a lot of Spellbreak. I've been doing a lot of streaming because I got a new PC. Essentially, a new PC. Yeah, mostly a new PC.
I bought pretty much all brand new
parts except graphics card.
Yeah. Wait, we talked about. Yeah, no, we talked about me doing the same thing last week. Okay.
Yeah.
So Sam's coming for my brand now.
A brand? What?
He's coming for my brand. He's coming at me. He's trying to tackle me in that bloody performance.
Coming for your money, dude.
Yeah, straight up, dude. Coming for my power consumption. Like you don't even know.
Yeah, I got the the brand new. I feel so like I don't know. I don't
like
know
up right to date
for the like, first time ever.
Yeah, like in the trend. It's like, have you ever?
I feel like I know it's weird because I feel privileged almost to just have be up to date. I feel
it almost doesn't feel right.
Yeah, it feels like almost like ethically doesn't feel right. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
It's just very like, weird. It's like I shouldn't be up to date, but I got the i7 10700K. It's fucking it's stupid.
And you know what? I won't lie to you. I wasn't expecting it to do as well as it does against a 9900.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like the 10th gen i7 matching, you know, within a margin of maybe, you know, 5%, the previous i9. Crazy.
I'd say less than 5%.
Oh, man. Like, it's close.
Because we did a 3D Mark test.
Yeah. And it was super close. Honestly, I'll correct myself. I would say it's within margin of error. Like a leeway you allow it, like that i7 fucking slaps, dude.
So in the field, I do streaming over at Green Egg TV, and
it's crazy. We're gonna suss out his setup. Ridiculous.
Yeah, my stream setup at the moment. I've got like a bunch of like 3D rendered scenes and stuff, and like my old build, I had a i7 3770, so this is like a huge upgrade. My old PC build could not run that. I also had 16 gig of RAM, so that was a massive
holdback.
My OBS like takes 10 gig of RAM, which is insane.
Oh, dude! Now that you have more available, it'll be using more.
Yeah. So. Yeah, exactly. So now I streamed for like 8 hours or something yesterday, and it was flawless the whole time, like with very heavy usage, just flawless the whole way, constant 60 frames, streaming full HD, like it's crazy, dude. I still got the same graphics card, my 1070. But yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. I can just do things properly. Because before, I couldn't even use my web browser like efficiently. So
yeah, because of everything else going on, you was just tapping out RAM, dude. Like Chrome is RAM hungry like no tomorrow. And if you
use Opera GX, I was limiting the RAM usage as well. But
yeah, true. I mean, I find it interesting because I've been into like building and tinkering with computers for years because my dad got me into it. So like from like 14, 15, I've been like, you know, mucking around with it. And always up until like the last year, I would like, I had parts that were all like in that same bracket, you know, like either low, mid or high tier. So it's like, yeah. I've always had just like, you know, the mid tier build, but I've always had parts that were in that same range. So CPU being mid tier, GPU being mid tier, et cetera, and 8 gig of RAM when that was a normality. But then now, like I had a 3570K for like years, ran it overclocked. Like it was just a little weapon, loved it. And then I upgraded from a couple of 970s to a 2070. And for like the past 12 months, I was so surprised by how much a bottleneck can impact the overall experience. Because I still thought my PC was quick. And it's not that it wasn't. But when I did this upgrade, just like you've done, I couldn't believe just how overall, like, improved it felt. It's so weird to explain. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like I can explain it pretty well to like creative people. So people that use their computer for creative processes, like your brain when you're doing something creative, like is essentially, and you're in the creative zone, you're essentially like uncappable when you're talking about bottlenecks, right?
Yeah.
And your computer, if it's not high enough like spec and you're trying to get something done real quick, like creatively, it can like bottleneck you. So now that I've upgraded and like there's potentially zero bottleneck happening at all when it comes to anything creative I do.
The thing bottlenecking you would be your graphics card now, which is crazy to think about, because the 1070 is a bad card.
Yeah, so, but anything creative I do, it's like there's no bottleneck at all anymore.
Yeah.
Before, because I upgraded my CPU before, it was like just rendering issues mostly is what I mean. Just rendering stuff. And yeah. There's like no, like I don't have to wait for anything. Like before I had like all these creative ideas and then I had to wait for these loading times when I was rendering something. And then I'd get out of the creative zone, but
yeah,
because of just waiting for the rendering time. Now I'm just able to do shit. It's like, it's crazy, massive difference.
It's almost like especially like talking about the context you were just talking about there, it's kind of like when people buy or go and drop like $2,000 on a build and they get a PC, but then they're using like this old fucking 22 inch monitor with a Dell keyboard from their dad's work and like a $2 mouse from the reject shop with this new PC, and it's like, you had like, there is no way I can explain to you how much you are like cucking yourself right now.
Yeah.
Like you're completely breaking and ruining your interaction with this weapon. And you already have all of that set up from previous time. So now you've got a weapon with weaponized gear. So you just double weaponized. It's crazy. I love it.
Yeah, it's nuts. And this week I did the upgrade, and it took me so long to, like, I think now I've finally reinstalled all my programs. And
yeah, it takes a hot minute. Eh?
Put the settings back together and shit like that. I think next time I reinstall Windows, I might do some kind of save state things and save all my settings files onto a USB and just import them.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, because I think I was just so keen. Well,
dude, I did the same thing.
Disassembled my PC and
oh fucking what a story! I forgot about this.
It was like 10 p.m. or whatever, and I was disassembling.
I'm sorry. Can I tell this from my perspective?
Yeah. Actually, I feel like yeah.
Because I was losing it on the phone when he fucking called me. So Sam, I was getting updates all throughout the day. He's getting screenshots of Sam's tracking. And then it's like 4 in the afternoon. He hasn't finished work yet. And it's like, dude, it's all at home. And I was like, this is fucking crazy. And then hours go by. I'm chilling at home. I get this call from Sam. And I was like, okay, cool. It's got to be about the build. Oh, yeah. Pick up the phone. And it was just like, hey, do I need to do anything? Like, is there anything you can think of that I need to do or think about before I, like, do it, like, put this back, like, put this build together? And I was like, nah, man, you know, so long as you've got, like, Windows and, you know, whatever else. Yeah, it's all good. He's like, oh, what? I need to reinstall Windows? And I was like, yeah, man. like, you could do it, but I would recommend you don't. He was like, oh, shit. Then he starts rushing to do that. the next question is, oh, wait, yeah, do I need thermal paste too?
I was so unprepared. I was just jumping straight at it.
He's had this build for years. He pulls his cooler off. It is the driest, crustiest thermal paste. And he's just like, do I need more? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Because the only reason I'm laughing so much, and I'm not making fun of you, I'm making fun of myself, because I've done that 3 times.
No. I was laughing as well. I thought it was funny. Because, yeah, I was just so keen to get it in there.
I just love that you called me. You called me asking if there was anything to think about when you'd already completely disassembled everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd taken
it all apart except for the CPU. CPU was the only thing still in there. And it was only when I saw the crusty ass fucking glue in there. Just, yeah. And then that's when I was like, oh shit, I probably need thermal paste.
Dude, I bloody built Jake's brother's PC the night after that, and he came over, we'd organized it, I was going to build his rig for him, and I start building it, and I'm like, fuck, Sam's got my thermal paste.
Wait, did you finish the build?
Yeah, luckily the cooler that I chose came with this like little soy sauce looking sachet of thermal paste. And I used fine. It was fine, but I had the same moment. I was like, oh, shit, I did not think about this whatsoever.
My God. That's like the most thermal paste catastrophes in a sequence.
I know, dude. I think
in the world's history.
We might have broken something.
Yeah.
Are you feeling all right? I've been feeling weird the last couple of days.
Space-time continuum.
Have we transcended? Is that what's happened?
Yeah.
Transcendence. I've just gone full fucking Zenyatta.
God. Anyway, it's
time for the news.
We're 20 minutes in. It's news time, dude.
Yeah, dude. Let's do some news.
I'm going to pop it off with some Hearthstone news. There's an event that started June 9th, which is as time of this recording. Is 2 days ago. So June 9th was the Fellfire Festival event. During this event, we'll see some creator streams happening. Bunch of featured streams, actually. There's how many? Shitload of different streams, actually. 20 different streams happening. Whoa. That's crazy. So essentially this event is going to be a bunch of things they've got going on. I'll just list them off real quick. So they got a little pirates version of Battlegrounds happening, and that started on June 9th. That was the first event of the event. I don't know what the event of the Fire Festival.
It was the first event of the event. Followed by the second event of the total event.
So yeah, it's the first event of the Fellfire Festival was Pirate Battlegrounds.
Dude, that is a tongue twister. First event of the Fellfire Festival. First event of the Fellfire Festival. First event of the... Actually, I was killing that.
I
was killing that.
I don't think it's that bad. It's It's a sentence.
I just literally scientifically tried and tested that tongue twister live. You're welcome. You are welcome.
So you've got Pirates Battlegrounds, and which will introduce 17 new minions, which is crazy, and 3 new heroes to the Battlegrounds space. June 17th, they have Trial by Fellfire Story Adventure, which will be a solo adventure. I think it's they're adding Mecha Juraxis, and Arana will enter Battlegrounds at the same time. Oh, as a new hero on the same time, same day. And the story adventure will let you unlock a new card back. The card back looks fucking sick, by the way.
Mm.
I don't actually like a lot of the card backs you can unlock, but this one looks really cool. And then they've got Trial by Fellfire's Challenges, and I think that's a little challenge series, also a solo adventure. I'm not sure what you can unlock. You can earn a golden Cathalus Sunstrider. That's cool. And then after that, they got Tavern Brawls on June 24th and July 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've got Legendary Questline, which is, June 17th, June 24th, and July 1st. That's pretty huge. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, man. Okay.
Big festival. You can go learn about that on the playhearthstone.com website.
For all the card games out there, go bloody mung into that.
Look further into that, and they have it. I'll be chilling. I'll be chilling on that.
Hell yeah. Well, Valorant, right? I do love it. But apparently it looks like it's getting bloody review bomb on Metacritic.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. So, for those of you who don't know, Valorant is a new shooter, a new tactical, fast-paced shooter out by the blokes over at Riot Games.
I'm sure call it new at this point. Literally the biggest game in the world, a month ago.
I would say, maybe in the grand scheme of how short the internet's attention span is, it's old. But, it's a recent game. It's just released out of alpha or beta or whatever you want to call it.
It's a full release now.
Yeah. It's hit full release. It's on the market. Free to play game. Go suss it out. It's a lot of fun. And it only had one review on Metacritic from a French site that gave it an 80. But the user score is currently sitting at 4.2. Having played it is really shocking.
4.2.
Yeah, dude. The user score of Metacritic at the moment is 4.2.
Out of 5 or 10?
Out of 10.
10, yeah, okay.
Cool. Yeah. It's there's obviously positive reviews in there and some mixed, but there's a number, 167 user reviews that are just tanking it. And that's just as of now. And it's just people going on about graphics being shit, technical performance, the whole anti-cheat thing fiasco that happened, which I can kind of understand. And then that's it. And then a bunch of people have just gone hard and bloody tanked the review of the game.
So when I saw it, when I went on there, because I was just talking to my mate, and I went on there, it was at 3.2.
Oh, it's gone down even more, dude.
So if it's 4.2 right now, that means it's gone up. So
wait, when did you look at that?
A couple days ago.
Okay. No, it's gone down more.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm looking it up.
Yeah, let's quick live check.
Live check right now. Valorant for PC reviews, 5.7 now, so it's going up a lot.
It's going back up. Okay.
So I think it's gonna, I think it, over time we'll see it go up further. I reckon it, I reckon it deserves at least an 8.
Oh, dude, I reckon, yeah, it could. I wouldn't be surprised if it sits comfortably between 7.5 and 8.
Yeah. I reckon 8 or higher. 8 yeah, minimum. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a pretty well-polished game. Just the in-game statistics that it gives you are pretty on point alone.
Yeah.
Like, and the gun range as well. It's got, the game literally has everything you need inside the game. You don't need any third party stuff.
Third party
equipment, yeah, to get like really good at the game. Like,
I mean, it doesn't have like as fleshed out of a version, but it's got its own little version of Aim Lab like built into the game.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what I mean. It's,
yeah, like it's
got all that. And like when if you get killed, it'll give you a breakdown of like where you got shot, how much damage you took, and it'll also give you a breakdown of how much damage you did on them.
Mm.
So you can communicate that information with your team. You can be like, oh, hey, I got 2 headshots on him. He's taking like 100 and such damage. He's like one tap at the moment. Like, there's a lot of information the game gives you that which you can use to communicate.
And then as well, like based on your positioning, you could use that to determine if you're peeking too much or like hanging out too much.
Yeah, exactly. And like some people might say that like like you could give a really elitist opinion on it and say like, oh, it's too much information, like it leaves nothing to the imagination or whatever. But like after playing Hearthstone for a bit and using Hearthstone Tracker, it's all information that you'd have anyway if you were super knowledgeable in the game. That this just gives the game a bit more of open access to be like,
yeah, it's, I guess it's taking the need for, or the like requirement for players really enjoying it or being serious into it, breaking down and like understanding the like mechanics of the game manually. The game, like the developers have just given you that.
Yeah.
So then you can just look at that and just continue playing, get better at the game. And I'm like, yeah, sure. A lot of people might enjoy breaking down and getting into the nitty gritties of it. And I'm sure there are far more nitty gritties into it. You could look at damage over distance with, you know, weapons and all sorts of shit. But like what they give you is like so much more than normal, and it's sick. And I think it's I back it, dude.
Yeah. I just I listened to a Valorant podcast today.
Mm.
And I think they're called Spike Drop. It's actually a pretty well produced podcast. Anyway. They were saying that there's a app, I think it's called cyphercam.org. You can go on there and it's a neural network that analyzes gameplay footage. And basically what it does, it breaks down in percentages, like what's the best character, what's the best, gun to use, like what guns make the most wins and stuff like that. So
yeah, right.
I think you'd enjoy that. But the same guy, like it was made by one guy, and the same guy who made it also made a website called Winston Lab, which does the same thing for Overwatch, and he does Crouch Shot. I think it's called Crouch Shot. I don't think that's right, but that's for CSGO as well.
Mm.
So the same guy did those two websites, which were pretty successful. And I think he actually got hired to do some like private work for some professional Overwatch teams to like analyze the actual players of the teams.
Yeah, right.
And so they can get information on like where the esports team members should be positioning themselves and stuff, like analytically. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the level of depth that's on those esports teams. It's awesome.
Oh, really, dude, cool. It's work. Like, it's a business. So
yeah.
Like
they're doing anything to have the upper edge. It's really cool.
And it's no different from people doing the same thing in, you know, typical sports. I think it's fucking crazy that it's actually taken off in the way it has.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's awesome.
It was interesting. I think the other thing I just wanted to touch on with the information they give you in Valorant, I was reading something about WoW. I was just, because I'm on the WoW Reddit, that subreddit. And I was just scrolling past something and it was some meme. And then I was reading a couple of comments about how much Blizzard doesn't actually introduce so much of the content of the game. Like a lot of it is just figuring it out for yourself. But the thing is the game is like so unbelievably overwhelming because it's fucking huge. And the only reason I understand half of it is because Jake's like guided me through it. Because if I went into it solo and just tried to give it a crack on my own, I would have tapped out before level
30. Like, yeah, it's not a beginner-friendly game at all.
Yeah, I needed walking through it. And because of that, I now fucking love it. And it's just, I don't know. I think that might say a lot about the game as well, but I just thought it was interesting. It is a game that's accumulated over like 16 years.
In my understanding, just because of that makes it a bad game from a, I'm calling it a bad game, but for people who are actually already in the game, it's a great game. So,
yeah, I don't know but if it's that, necessarily,
that to me just means it's a bad game. It's a great game and a bad game at the same time is what I'm saying.
I agree.
But overall, it's a bad game because of that.
having gone through it, like now passing the hump and understanding things and like learning it, I think it's a fucking great game. But it's unapproachable.
The thing is that hump is 50 hours.
What's that?
That hump is 50 hours.
Oh, plus. Dude, straight up. And the thing is like that's 50 hours for me. And that is quick. Like we went to 120. Really, really fucking quickly. And it is
You had like a 200 XP boost because of an event.
No, so there was 100 XP boost from Blizzard while Shadowlands is waiting. We also had a 35 XP boost because of heirlooms. We had like another refer a friend XP boost of like 10%. So we're just fucking flying through it. And so you could expect 70 hours before you get to that point.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
That's what I mean. That's way too much to expect from a new player.
100%, especially because nowadays everything's got to be quick and fast and accessible. And that game's just not like that.
Yeah. Like, I think they need to be giving out free level boosts for new players.
Well, you can do that. They do have trial characters. So you can get a subscription, but you have to, you know, for, let's say you get a sub for a month and then you can start a trial character as many times as you want with whatever character. And it's instant max level. I think it's 110 and you unlock everything, all the moves and you have like 24 hours, I think. But the thing is that again, that doesn't help anyone because it's taken me 50 hours to learn my character. Someone brand new into the game, jumping into 110, getting fucking 30 different moves. That is more overwhelming than I care to deal with.
Exactly. They're instantly pitted up against players who have been playing this game for like 10 years.
Even feel comfortable starting a new character and playing it how I'm playing my current one because I'm like, I need time to figure this out. It's not accessible, but anyway, could be a big conversation, dude.
Yeah, we could do a whole episode on that.
100%. What do you got?
I have Dead Space writer, the script writer has said his new game that he's been working on will be shown at the PS5 event. Which I'm sure you're talking about the PS5 event later, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I've got a little bit of stuff about it.
Yeah, okay, cool. So,
not much.
The man's Anthony Johnston, has said on Twitter, he's tweeted, as some of you know, I've been working on a big video game for almost 2 years. In totally unrelated news, you should all watch the PS5 launch event on Thursday. So for us, that will be tomorrow, but like we're talking.
Yeah, that'll be like
Thursday for us because we're in the future in Australia. It'll be like
3 in the morning for us, I think.
4 a.m. Yeah, it should be.
4 a.m. or something like
that.
I might get up and watch it if I remember.
I'm going to be up at 4 a.m. tomorrow for the Spellbreak RGN announcement. We're doing a watch party.
You fucking nerd. That's sick, dude. That's so sick. Yeah. That reminds me of when the E3 release last year, you, Jake, and I, we all got up, like, we scheduled it every day of like a 7-day week, getting up like 4 or 5 in the morning to watch specific releases.
Yeah, that was fun.
Oh, dude, that was so sick.
Like, I'd want to do that every year. It was really cool.
100%. Yeah, it was so much fun. That's why I think it's sick. I mean, it's nerdy as hell, but I love it.
Nah, I love it. But yeah, so don't think. Yeah, he suggested it's not going to be a horror game. So anyone a fan of his work, it's going to be a different style of thing.
Mm.
But yeah, he's also got credits on Shadow of Mordor and Binary Domain. So yeah.
Yeah, right.
He's a legend hell in the space.
Good on ya.
That's the end.
Yeah, I was waiting for it. I was waiting for some sort of cue.
Were you waiting hearing us?
Nah, dude. I was kind of waiting on purpose because I knew it would turn into that, and that makes
me. Yeah, I know. That's why you're a dick.
So, a little bit more on the PS5. Just following on that with the whole bloody event, is they're saying it's also best if you. So this was in. The senior director posted like a little blog post update just about the event because it got delayed and whatever. But it's saying that it's best if you watch while wearing headphones if you can. There's some cool audio work in the show and might be harder to appreciate if it's pumped through your phone or laptop speakers. So to me, that excites me actually.
That's cool.
Yeah. Them encouraging people to like watch things through headphones. I think that's quite cool. So that could be fun. But following on from that, was just a little one, is PS5 games will be more, like, will cost more to make than PS4 games, the CEO over at PlayStation says. And so he had a little chat, you know, a little interview, and what he said was, I think to the extent that the technology enables the graphics side of it to become more interesting and lifelike, the games will become slightly more human intensive and capital intensive to produce. And however, he doesn't expect these changes to be too extreme, which doesn't necessarily mean a massive increase in cost. But I understand where he's coming from, because you look at something like, you know, these new engines coming out, Unreal 5 being an example. You've got a whole development team that now has to like learn a new engine. So that takes time. So of course, something, you got new features and whatever else. And yeah, sure. We've got new technology, of course. So it's going to, like, I don't doubt that it's going to take more time at all.
the whole aspect of a lot of teams using scanning for graphics now with the Quixel integration on Unreal Engine 5, that's going to be a lot more cost going into that, because now they have to account for these high grade cameras. When you're like, you can just use your phone, which is massive for indie developers. You can actually just use your phone with Quixel and scan stuff. But when you're talking about these huge studios, they're going to be needing these massive cameras with just
huge
capabilities to scan objects in, and then it'd just be like
$40,000 like red camera setups and shit.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. Well, maybe I don't know if you can get more powerful than that, but because red cameras, they're just on the fringe of consumer product, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. I think they're like,
they're the high end consumer.
They're a very premium consumer product, I think. Yeah.
Commercial.
Like, they are very, like, they're used in a very commercial format. But yeah, I think it's enough for people that have the buck that they make it accessible enough for them to use it.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't know fuck all about cannabis. So.
Neither. But yeah, I could imagine that would go into an account of like it costing way more money to make games.
Yeah.
And until they figure this out, because this is a whole new thing, being able to scan objects into the games. Like I can literally just scan my head with my phone right now and put my head into a game.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I think people sometimes forget the appreciation for how quickly and how crazy some shit's happening.
Yeah. Like, imagine being able to do that 20 years ago. Just 20 years ago.
Like, dude, that sounds like movie shit.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really cool. Was there more in that story?
No. I just thought it was interesting. Yeah, I just making a point about it. Like, of course it's going to cost more, but it's exciting and I think it's going to be very worth it. And I've actually got like a whole other article about why. So.
okay. So No Man's Sky is introducing crossplay for the game coming out on Thursday, 11th of June, which is today. Very cool.
Mm.
I just need to check out No Man's Sky, but basically they're releasing a Windows 10 version of the game, which will also be part of Game Pass for the PC program. Okay, there you go. Well, I guess I'll check it out. So you got Game Pass. But yeah, this enables the cross-play between Microsoft and PS4 players. There you go. So yeah, PS4, Xbox, and PC, you're all going to be able to play together, which is pretty huge. I don't think the game's on Switch, is it? No. Don't think so. But yeah, that's awesome.
Mm.
It's VR. Yeah. VR game. Like, there's VR as well.
Mm.
Crossplay and that's huge. They got covering all the bases,
man. Like talk about accessibility,
yeah, fucking yeah, the game's got making a huge comeback. That's
good on them, like 100%. I mean, it's I'm not talking about an award, I'm just saying good on them, because they bounced back and they committed, they stuck to their guns, dude.
Yeah. Oh, he's getting hurt.
Oh, sorry. That was really rude of me. That would just
That's so good. Let's wrap it up here.
Yeah, all right, gang. Thanks for listening to the NerdSip podcast.
You can catch us at twitch.tv/NerdSipPodcast, which we haven't been live for the past couple of weeks due to technical issues. But yeah, we'll catch you guys next week. See ya.
Imagine if we actually did just end it.
But no, your story. Go. Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all good.
That was one of the funniest things I've ever. Yeah. Like, I could feel how stuck on repeat you were.
There was a point where I just realized I wasn't, just kept going.
Don't take this away from yourself, man. So, wait, is it? Are we, No Man's Sky, are we done with that?
Yeah. I just said it's your story, mate.
No, you didn't.
Continue.
So, we're talking about console, right? We're talking about PlayStation 5, cost being more expensive for games to be developed and all the rest of it. Following that, not necessarily that this is attached, but old mate Phil Spencer, over at Xbox behind the Series X, he is talking about the fact that, or making this claim that we can't even appreciate the true power of like next gen consoles yet. And it was interesting reading this because I don't know. I think a lot of people will understand it, but then a lot of people won't. Because he's talking a lot about how hard it is to portray the way that it feels. So he's talking a lot about how important now in like modern games, like fluidity and immersion are like really crucial, and they're just as important as like the visual components of a video game. But the fact that you cannot in a YouTube video portray what 120 FPS while sitting on the couch is. Like you can't portray that and have someone understand how that feels unless they actually try it for themselves. And
yeah.
I never really thought of that before, but I completely get it. I completely understand. Because that even falls back into the conversation we had at the beginning of this, talking about like the both of us upgrading our computers and everything just being that much better, but without actually being able to really explain it in a freaking quantitative way.
Yeah. And like, I just feel uncapped as a human being.
Yeah. It's like, I no longer feel restricted, but I didn't realize I was being restricted.
And yeah, you don't know until you jump in. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I really do hope that all the, like, you know, the PlayStation 5 and the Series X are going to be as big dick as they're making them out to be. Because that is going to just, one, be fantastic for competition. The two, introduce a whole new experience that people that invest money into like playing PC games, console players will experience. Like I 100% want that for them, because even like now, like I've got 100 Hz. Well, we've both got 100 Hz monitor. I can tell the difference between 60 Hz and 100 Hz.
Yeah.
You know, like on paper, realistically, sure, you shouldn't really see or feel much of a difference, but you can tell, and it's really strange, and you just can't until you try it. So I want this for all the bloody thumbsticks out there, you know? I want them to be on board with this.
Yeah, it'll be great to make them, like, it'd be great for them to give a lot of space towards the engine. Like,
yeah, definitely.
Like, if these consoles can run all the Unreal stuff we're seeing, like, flawlessly, like, that'll be insane, because that the tech demos they had, Unreal were crazy.
Dude, it's I think we're coming into a time where console will actually start competing with mid-tier gaming, like PC.
Yeah.
Unless you are so, like, PCs obviously have like a lot of advantages over a console because they're a computer and you can do so much more with them. But then obviously there's the whole conversation about being in the lounge room, having a couch, whatever, we won't get into it. But for like us having this and then now it being introduced to that community as well, it's gonna be crazy. I want it to be real is what I'm saying. I'm not all about this bloody platform war bullshit. If you play fucking Xbox or PlayStation, do what you want. Twitter your thumbsticks. I'll Twitter my mouse and get carpal tunnel. It's fine. But so long as we can all experience the same experience together, that's what I want.
Carpal tunnel's worth it.
Carpal tunnel is worth the fucking Twitch highlights, bro.
Bloodstained Ritual of the Night has reached 1 million sales. And to celebrate, the developer ArtPlay has set out its content roadmap for the rest of 2020.
Wait, it's what's really this
for? Cool. Bloodstained Ritual of the Night. It's a pretty big side-scrolling platforming game.
I have never heard of this.
You have. You would have seen it.
Really?
Pretty big, yeah.
Bloodstained Ritual of the Night.
You would have seen it. But basically,
currently 40% off Steam, fun fact.
Yeah. 505 Games publisher.
Oh, it's a 505 game. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So in Q2 they're gonna be releasing Boss Revenge Mode and Chroma Wheel. Q3 they're releasing Chaos Mode and Verse Mode, along with special crossover content and Classic Mode. Q4, we're going to see special crossover content and a new playable character. So yeah, they got a lot of roadmap stuff happening, which is cool.
I will say I've never heard of this game.
That's pretty cool. I've seen a lot of gameplay for it. I haven't played it myself, but I've always wanted to jump
in. Yeah, it looks like it's really shooting for a AAA title, eh? Like $70 bloody price tag over here in Australia. Currently on sale for $40.
Oh, it is a AAA.
Yeah, I didn't realize. Like, it looks really good. I wouldn't mind trying it out.
Yeah, like I've got it. I just never played it.
Oh, mate, get into that.
Yeah, that was my last story.
Well, I mean, look, how many times in a row do you reckon we can get Nintendo getting hacked into our episodes?
How many times in a row can you fit it?
Yeah, so far, every single one of them. This is just an update on the whole Nintendo getting hacked fiasco. It is now confirmed, and Nintendo now has put out a statement saying that rather than earlier when we spoke about this in April, 160,000 accounts being breached, 300,000 accounts have been hacked. So apparently where it's really happened is if people have used their NNID, which is the Nintendo Network ID, they had that on like the old 3DS and the Wii U, and then they linked that into their Nintendo account on the Switch. And apparently if you answer yes to both of these questions, it's very likely you'll get this email about someone trying to get into your account. And you should bloody change your passwords because it's likely someone's cracked you. And I just think that's crazy.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty much what's happened following this is they're just implementing like precautions. People that they know have been like their accounts have been accessed. They've forced a password reset on their account. And then further precaution is no longer NNID accounts will be used, like the Nintendo Network ID account. You can't use them to log into the Switch anymore. But yeah, 300,000, man. That's a lot.
That's a big number. That's I haven't used my Switch in a while, actually.
Dude, I haven't used it in ages. I love it. Like, it's one of my still my favorite purchases, but I really don't use it much.
Yeah. Just don't have them games. I want to get Outer Worlds on it, and then I'll play it a bit.
Yeah, I won't get Outer Worlds on the Switch, dude.
Yeah. Have you got more stories?
That's it for me, man.
Okay. Well, this is the end of the episode, then.
It's That's the what end that of the episode.
Actually, no.
You got an indie sip.
Actually, I've got more. I've got another story. I'm an idiot.
We've got other shit to talk about. I wonder if it's the same thing we're thinking of.
Well, I wanted to talk about the new Destiny 2 trailer that just dropped.
I wanted to talk about the fact that we're in a video game.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. Wait. Destiny 2 trailer just dropped for the new expansion Beyond the Light.
I was looking at that earlier today.
Looks like they just dropped in a new character and brought back some old ones. But yeah, go check that out. I just wanted to give a quick, notification to everyone to go check that out. I don't even think I've finished Shadow Step or whatever. Shadow Keep. Goddamn. Too much spell break.
Shadow Step, dude. That's so good.
But we're in a video game.
Yeah, dude. So I get this bloody message from Sam. It's a screenshot. And it's from this indie developer, with a shout out on Twitter, saying that he's created sprites in his game for people that have supported him over some time, and NerdSit was one of them. And we've got a little sprite. It looks absolutely sick.
Starship Lad Dev P.
That's his, yeah, I knew it was Starship, but I couldn't remember what the lad part was.
Yeah, his game Untitled Doom Project. So yeah.
A little turn-based, cool, like 16-bit like sci-fi Doom game. Yeah, crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, we got a little man with a gun with a beer can, beer glasses ahead.
Which is
really cool.
Yeah, it's like, that made my day, like legitimately.
Oh, yeah, like, it actually made my day.
It's when you sent me that message, I was so stoked. So cool.
Yeah, I loved it. But yeah, so yeah, you can go check them out. And what we got? Oh, we got some Oh yeah. Yeah, sorry. I just realized we had comments on our Twitter post, but because I made a Twitter post about what do people want us to cover today, but
oh yeah,
I didn't get the comments in time. It was just half an hour. People, I need to post them earlier, but they're all stuff we need to like actually look into.
What are they trying to know?
They want to know about a Brazilian reviewer breaking TLOU2 embargo. I'm not sure what the acronyms
are. Okay, I have no idea what that means.
Yeah, it's all stuff we have to do research into.
That's like, rad. No. Well, cheers for the shout outs and you know, some suggestions.
I'll actually make an effort to post earlier. So when like probably a day in advance if we're getting responses to it. I wasn't sure if we'd get responses or not. It's kind of a water testing thing.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Well,
and someone wants to know about Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh yeah, I did read a bit about Baldur's Gate.
The next
stuff.
Fortnite season. So
yeah. Yeah, cool. Well, no, keep sending through your suggestions. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really cool. Thanks, guys. So yeah, there's that. And yeah, so I wanted to give a little shout out to a game called Deck of Ashes, which just released. It's 1.0. It's a card-based tactical combat game. So Buka Entertainment of A Games are happy to announce today the launch of Deck of Ashes, a hardcore story-driven RPG with card-based tactical combat. While the game was in early access for 14 months, it gained popularity among card battle genre fans and received extremely positive reviews. So basically it's like it's essentially whatever the game I'm thinking of, something to do with those two words, and Slay the Spire. So yeah, really cool.
Dungeon Darkness, now in the market, available on the Nintendo 64. Get it now at your local GameStop.
So yeah, you can check out Deck of Ashes. Yeah, I've been playing
Deck of Darkness. Sorry, dude. Sorry, man.
I'm really into a game similar light called Monster Train. It's really good. People should check that out. I want to play more of that. Have a good time. But I love it. Yeah.
Good. Is that the end?
Have you? Yeah. Yeah. I think
is that
that's
it?
End.
Well, oh,
popping just on an hour.
Thanks for hanging out, blokes. And bloke.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out.
It's been a good chill time.
You can find us on Twitter at Nerdsip Podcast and Instagram Nerdsip Podcast and Facebook at Nerdsip Podcast. Find us on Twitch at Nerdsip Podcast. Everything's Nerdsip Podcast. Pretty good like that.
It's almost like we're consistent.
We're consistent every week without fail.
Dude, every week.
But yeah, so... And yeah, I do streams. I'm starting up very consistent streams at Green Egg TV if you want to check that out on Twitch. I have to plug myself because I have nowhere else to plug myself.
Definitely do this it. Is it. Like, for me. Honestly, if you're listening to this, go suss it out because the guy's got some bloody, he's put some effort into it and it's absolutely thick.
Yeah, I put work into it.
It's absolutely stunning.
Got a lot of ideas I need to execute.
Nah, legitimately though, like I would sit down and watch it even though he's my mate. I hate him.
Wait, side note, I was watching Bajo stream the other night.
Oh yeah,
like,
true.
That's a stream that it's like one of my streams that like I admire, I guess, and want to work towards getting to that 100%.
The guy has just got like fucking shit going on like nothing else.
Yeah. But he's got like a fucking pop-up of Rove Live. You remember him?
I do, yeah.
It's like standing in front of the TARDIS from Doctor Who saying, yeah. I'm not here. Like holy when shit, people comment, dude. When people comment like, oh, where's Rove? And he's got a pop-up of him saying, I'm not here. Like he actually got a recording of him saying that.
That is insane. So that is insane.
Yeah, because he's good got like... Him. Connections with the ABC and
oh TV man, networks yeah, he's been big in the game for a long time, so
yeah, so cool. Like, he's able to utilize that.
I'm glad he's doing he's doing because it's so entertaining.
Yeah, I love watching him, man. He's awesome. Yeah. Go check out Bajo's streams on Twitch. Anyway, we need to end the episode.
Let's skedaddle, but thanks later. For listening, gang. Go follow us, go suss us. Don't do it. I don't care. I do care. Love you. Bye.
See ya.